content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Song's too fast. Is that possible? Or is it my imagination? Does it sound faster to you today?
Maybe she sped it up.
I don't know. Did we speed it
up?
She's
messing with us.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. Isn't that crazy? I've heard the song like literally thousands of times,
every
but today
it
sounds like it's really, really fast. But everyone, welcome to welcome to One Life Radio. Do you want to go higher, baby? If you do, you're in the right place. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun is in studio with us today. And she used to be my shrink, so she was giving me a little therapy right before the show because it's been one hell of a week. Actually, a couple of weeks have just been so, and I know everybody out there can relate. We all have our stress. We all have our stuff that we go through that makes all of us a little crazy at times, but it's great to have you back in studio. It really is.
Love being here.
Well, it's been a while, and you're in Austin now, right?
Yeah, I live north of Austin, so I moved down there because I'm hoping to be a grandmother. She's not pregnant yet, but she's trying.
Wow.
I was like, soon?
That is a committed grandmother where you're just waiting for even the conception of the baby,
well,
right?
Well, I kind of thought it would have happened, and I wanted to move when my...
You probably jinxed him, putting too much pressure on him.
Gosh. No, she was thrilled. That took pressure off if I was closer, but
yeah.
my youngest was between 8th and 9th grade, so I thought that would be a good time to move.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was going to have to start a new school anyway. So.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah. If you're just now joining us, Robin Perry Braun holds a master's in psychology, and she's actually a holistic energy practitioner who has worked with sexual addictions for over 18 years, and she also is an emotion code and integrated life practitioner. She's an ordained minister, author, and speaker, and she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. And today, a little later on in the show, we're going to be talking about understanding the energy medicine paradigm. And I've got a lot of stuff that I pulled with me and some books that I brought
books.
With me.
Yeah.
Power versus Force and Transcending the Levels of Consciousness and Thich Nhat Hanh and all kinds of stuff. So
cool. Yeah.
I've got this book. I got at the Best Friends National Conference.
Oh, yeah.
There was a great table there full of some of the greatest books. And one of them on the table, of course, was one of my all-time favorite books is Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life or 12 Rules.
Yeah.
12 Rules, yeah, for Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the table of contents right here because I make reference to it so many times. I keep it in my to-go little thing. But I picked up this book, a little gold book of Yes Attitude, How to Find, Build, and Keep a Yes Attitude for a Lifetime of Success and Happiness. So let's play with this since you're a shrink. Let's see let me see what's on the first page here. It says a large part of getting your attitude from negative to positive and from positive to yes is phrasing responses in terms of the other person, not in terms of yourself. Would you agree?
So empathetic listening might be...
I guess so.
Okay.
It says the secret of a positive attitude is being selfish on the inside, and it's in parentheses, the way you think about yourself, the personal pride that you have, the person you seek to become, and your thoughts and your thoughts just before you respond or take action, and then helping or serving others because you feel good enough about yourself to help them.
Yes, I agree. So we respond best when we're not reactive and we're coming from our best self.
Yeah.
So we're not responding out of jealousy or competition or inferiority or any of those, so that we can actually respond from a position of what I call love, a love position, which takes me out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. It says that once you get the fact that positive attitude is all about you on the inside, your thoughts about your actions and responses, you have made the first breakthrough.
So, yes. Yes. So I call that conscious competence. It means I'm very self-aware of what I'm thinking before I respond.
Hmm. Well, and this is a quote by Jeffrey Gittemer, and it says, understanding that you are the most important person in the world is a key step in the direction of the yes attitude. I don't know how I feel about that. I guess I was raised... you know, to
I think I'm not sure his phrasing is, you know, so I kind of go back to the one scripture Jesus says, love God and then love others as you love yourself. And we forget the love yourself part in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically say that when I'm healed and healthy and have good personal self-esteem, mm-hmm. then I'm actually able to give away love and compassion to other people because I'm not coming from a needy or deficient place.
Mm-hmm. I just happened to fall on this, and it says, how can I be more positive at work? And so these are attitude actions that you can practice. Put a quote of the day on everyone's desk. That could probably annoy some people.
Yeah, you'd have to be one of those real sanguine personalities.
Yeah. Because that might say, oh, who does she think she is? I'll take this coat and shove it, you know,
Oh, great.
You know, right?
Yeah.
That might be annoying. Okay, so use positive language. That's number two. Be willing to do for others without measuring. Uh-huh. Be willing to help others without measuring.
Mm-hmm.
Be an example for others to follow. And ask one more question before you answer. That's one.
That's
I don't
good.
Know about that. Is that a good one? Don't join the bashing. Mm-hmm. I love that. And don't join the pity party. I love that. And don't join the revolt. Solve rather than complain. Get the third party being talked about negatively into the conversation.
Yeah.
I love that. Quit whining and start with yes.
Yeah. So I was in quantum physics, the law of expansion says whatever you focus on, you give energy to and you empower, so it gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I say is don't criticize without being able to offer a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to notice a flaw or a fault, be able to offer, you know, something to mm-hmm. kind of solve the problem.
Well, you know,
so you're not just criticizing.
I was talking with Avi before the show about, you know, she's the one that turned me on to the book. And where did I put it? It was right here and I moved it. I know what it was. It's Brené Brown.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Dare to lead, brave work, tough conversations, whole hearts. And I was reading it at the hair salon on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I got through like one of the chapters and there was a part. And I can't probably
it's
not.
It's so good.
I thought I had it earmarked, or what do they call it? Earmarked? Is that what they
dog?
Yeah.
Dog-eared
marked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, but the gist of it was about. She goes on to tell a story about she's sitting around with her staff, okay, and they said to her, you know, Brené, you're really not one of the people said, you know, Brené, we just have to tell you, you're not really good at time management. OK, but they said it in such a way that it was kind. And she went on to elaborate in the book. And she's an incredible writer, by the way, PhD. She's got many, many books, The Gifts to Imperfection and a lot of other ones. And anyway, it was about communication and how important it is and that how unkind it is when you don't communicate with someone that you're really being very unkind because that does not allow them a chance
to grow and
learn and change. And if you really want to help an organization, you need to be honest with one another about what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are.
You know, one of the things I'll tell people is to say, well, I don't want to tell them that they hurt my feelings or whatever because they'll feel rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But what'll end up happening is that person will build up offenses that they aren't processing with that person. And then they'll just wake up in cognitive dissonance one day and go, yep. I don't want to be their friend. Well, how rejected do they feel now?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you
didn't want to confront them when there was an issue and work through the issue back then. And now you've built up, you know, we think that we can just get over stuff without dealing with it. And it's a lie.
Right.
We don't. As human beings, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
If something's on your mind, you can't just fix it in your mind. You have to work it out and communicate about it.
Well, so. And then this happens in marriages, too. And
absolutely.
When there's one thing that somebody does and you really hate it and you want to tell them, and then you start building resentment, and then next thing you know, everything they do irritates you.
And then
next
you
thing
blow
you know,
up.
You're divorced.
Right. And that's true. And that's true in friendships and every relationship.
And work relationships.
Because we're so afraid of hurting someone's feelings or of confrontation, but we're so dysfunctional in the U.S. because we won't. We haven't learned how to sit down and just say, talk from a feeling standpoint, this hurt my feelings, and I want to work this out with you. I'm invested in the relationship. Most people will receive that kind of communication.
Yeah.
They won't receive attacks. You don't put them on the defense. Mm-hmm. You learn how to communicate. And well, most people don't know how.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's about working together as a group or as a couple, if it's a marriage or whatever it is, or, you know, a friendship, whatever it is. It's about working together. And
absolutely.
Because none of us are perfect, that's for sure.
Right. But we were taught to be that way. Shove everything under the carpet.
Shove it under the carpet.
Don't deal with it. Stuff it in. And that's why I stay in business.
Exactly.
Because that doesn't work.
Yeah, I have a session with you after the show. Hopefully. We'll see.
But not because you shove things under the carpet.
No, so. I don't. Typically, I don't, which is why I guess I'm so good at talk radio and letting everything out. But we've got a great show coming up. I love this man, Dr. Elvin Dannenberg. He is a periodontist who's been in practice for 44 years and is suffering from cancer, trying to survive it, and depression. We're going to get an update from him. He's a beautiful man, wonderful man. And of course, Robin Perry Braun, Understanding the Energy Medicine Paradigm. You're listening to One Life Radio. We'll be right back.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Take all of your wasted honor, every little past frustration.
I love this song. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Robin Perry Braun, and I'm going to say my dear friend, Elvin Dannenberg, because I do feel that he is such a dear friend to me now after speaking with him several times on One Life Radio. There's just a connection between the two of us. Don't you agree, Dr. Dannenberg?
Yes, absolutely. There's energy between us.
There is energy between us, and I love hearing that spirit in your voice, because you seem a little happy today, or hopefully a lot happy.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm really good.
I love hearing that. I do, because we all need your inspiration. We do. The world needs this. You know, for those of you maybe just now joining us and have never heard Dr. Dannenberg on the air, Dr. Al Dannenberg is a periodontist who's been in practice for 44 years. He incorporates ancestral nutrition and lifestyle with his protocol to treat periodontal disease. In 2014, he became a certified functional medicine practitioner and then a certified primal health coach. In 2015, he was appointed to the faculty of the College of Integrative Medicine. And in 2017, he released his book, Crazy Good Living, which is based on ancestral nutrition and lifestyle. He also writes for the Wellbeing Journal, and Dr. Dannenberg can be found at his website, drdannenberg.com. Today, we're talking about depression and how to heal from it. You know, so this is so beautiful what you wrote in your blog, Dr. Dan, or Dr. Elvin, about my depression. For those that want to read it, they can go to his blog at drdannenberg.com, but can you talk to us about what made you decide to share your deepest feelings in the world to the world?
Well, you know, I'm at a point in my life when I'm dealing with an incurable bone marrow cancer. So because of that, I have a really phenomenal attitude about this. Mm-hmm. And I want to try to share with anyone and everyone who wants to listen my journey and the things that I'm experiencing. And one of the things, of course, I'm trying to heal myself naturally, so I'm not using any chemicals. But one of the things that I experience is occasional depression. And when I get depressed, it can really be deep. I mean, I can be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Depression comes in many forms and for many people in many different areas of their life. They don't have to have an incurable bone marrow cancer like myself.
Right.
But the more you talk about it, the more you do something that works for you, it's easier to get out of this little funk. And for me, different things drive me into this depression more than usual. It would be the fact that I fear that I'm leaving my wife after I die. You know, she's going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I feel that I am not doing productive things in my life any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that when I start to feel like this, especially, and I can start writing, and whatever comes into my mind, I just write because I love to write anyhow, I can, for whatever reason, by writing my feelings down or whatever I think is affecting me, clears the air, and not immediately, but within minutes to maybe an hour or so, I feel less weight on my shoulders, and the depression becomes much, much more treatable and rational, and I can rationalize what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a very critical thing, and that's why I wrote about it, and I wrote actually exactly what I was writing down when I was feeling extremely depressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm reading it, and it's beautiful. It really is. I underlined one little thing here that my biggest emotional challenges has been to deal with my innermost feelings. And I'm guessing those innermost feelings have to do with death, which is one of the most difficult subjects to think about, let alone talk about and write about, right?
Well, I would agree, but I am not in a state of denial, and I have no, I don't feel depressed because I'm going to die. I have a very strong sense of a spiritual relevance as to where my spirit, my soul is going after I die. I'm not religious, but I have a very strong spiritual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I fear. Death is to be feared by most people because they don't have a strong emotional attachment to what happens after you die.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest fear and what makes me more depressed is how my wife's going to be when I pass away.
Yeah.
Or every now and then, like I said before, I feel like I'm not relevant anymore because I've always been very active doing a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when you feel not relevant, you feel worthless. Worthless
right.
is a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
And that can make people very depressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I actually was quite depressed yesterday afternoon. And Robin Perry Braun is my personal therapist, even though I haven't been to her in months. And I arranged a consultation with her after the show because I've just been dealing with so much. And so we all go through so many things. And I can't even tell you, you know, with what you're going through so much and how happy we are, me personally, especially, to speak with you and follow you along your journey. So many people care about you and love you that have gotten to know you on the show. So, you know, how have you remained so positive, Dr. Elvin? How have you done this throughout this process?
That's a great question. Again, I feel like understanding where I'm going after I die, I feel like I'm here on this earth for a purpose, and I am one who believes that we come back to earth for other lessons that we need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it brings tremendous comfort and solace to me to have that understanding. So I don't fear death. The only thing that I really fear is pain, because I'm a wuss, you know?
Yeah.
I like pain. So the kinds of stuff that I'm dealing with can create pain. So
have you been in a lot of pain? Have you been in a lot of pain recently?
Well, you know, I canceled one session with you guys because
right.
I was in a lot of pain.
I forgot.
So,
that's true. Yep.
Yeah. So what happens with my pain is if I have a pathological fracture because my bones are easily broken because of this disease, it can press on nerves and create quite a bit of pain. So I have had two big setbacks with a lot of pain, and I have things done in a very traditional way to help resolve that, but I do not use narcotic medication whatsoever. I only use what is available naturally or over-the-counter. I know over-the-counter pain meds are not always the best, but sometimes I will use that, but certainly not narcotics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had really bad nerve pain about a month ago. I had shingles. I got shingles from stress.
Wow. Yes.
And it was very, very painful. And I have to tell you, I tried ibuprofen for several days. First of all, I couldn't even sleep. I was in so much pain, which, of course, when you're not sleeping, it makes it even worse. And it just kind of builds. But one thing that was really helpful for me was kratom. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but...
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's from a...
It's a coffee plant. From Southeast Asia.
From Southeast Asia, and it's still under debate with the FDA and the U.S. Gov as to whether or not they will allow it to be mainstream. But you can buy it right here in Dallas at a little place, and it was amazing. I took three of these little tablets. Actually, Aviana was with me. We went there together to get the kratom, and it knocked the pain out of me within like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You taught me something, young lady.
So. You should really listen to it.
How do you spell that? Is that K or a C?
K.
You know what? I'm going to send you some. I'm going to get your address and I'm going to send you some. I'm going to buy you some today and I'll send it to you.
Phenomenal. You're awesome.
Well, you know what? You're very dear to myself and a lot of our listeners, I know, feel the same way. And so, you know, what are some of the things on your bucket list that you've checked off since you got this diagnosis and of multiple myeloma?
Yeah. So, you know, I was only given 3 to 6 months to live. So I really jumped into a bucket list and did almost everything already. So some of the things that we wanted to do, and they're kind of silly. But we don't have a lot of materialistic things that we want. I mean, the materialistic things mean absolutely nothing. Certainly, if you were in a state like I am, you realize they mean nothing. But one of the things was, if you've ever been to Disney World, there is a restaurant called, oh my God.
I bet Diamond knows. She is a Disney World expert.
It's
she
a
has
5-star restaurant. Victorian Albert.
There you go.
But I've been there 3 times for very special purposes in our life situations along the way. And we wanted absolutely to go with our kids and our grandkids. Grandkids don't, you have to be 10 years old or older to get into that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like a 12-course meal, takes like 4 to 5 hours, maybe longer. It's like the most amazing meal ever, and so we did that. And my daughter is phenomenal. She is in TV productions, and she was she now has, I think, 6 Emmys to her name.
Wow.
And she was up for an Emmy in Orlando, and we definitely wanted to go there to see her receive this Emmy. So we did that. And so those are critical things. And another thing is that when my grandchildren, we have 3 grandkids, were born, my wife and I created these little time chests for them where we got a newspaper from any city where they lived at the time of their birthday and put it in this chest, as well as other things that they gave us along the way. And we were going to give them their time chest when they were in their 20s or so they were old enough to understand what was in there. But obviously, life changes, so we gave them their time chest now, and they're only 15, 16 years old. One is 12 years old, so it was a little premature, but I wanted to see their expressions just to know that we've taken the time to document their life.
That's beautiful.
So that was on my bucket list. Not a big deal, you know, nothing fancy and over the top, but it gave us a lot of pleasure, and it's just creating more memories. And mm-hmm. life is nothing more than memories. There's yeah. nothing else to life than memories.
Absolutely. You know, and nobody can take them. And nobody can take them from you. Nobody
right.
can take them.
Yeah. Right. It's right there in your head, and you just see it and feel it all the time.
Well, you know, I know that you have a treatment plan, that you a regime that you have been following, some of the things that you feel that are very important. And I want our listeners, maybe there's someone out there that's going through the same thing or just got that diagnosis that maybe is very scared and just really needs to, you know, hear some positive news. So can you share with our listeners your treatment plan? And also, we're going to put this in our newsletter. I think it's important that everyone has it to reference to in case they need it. So let's talk about your treatment plan.
It's involved, and it changes because I'm always looking for more interesting, natural things to support my body.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is for me to support my immune system and especially my gut, because the gut is the critical area of the body that has to do with the immune system and all chronic disease, including mm-hmm. cancer. So for my gut, I take a variety of products from a company called Microbiome Labs and another from Enviromedica.
Oh, I know Enviromedica. I have it in my refrigerator right now.
Right. So they take I use their Terraflora, which is a wonderful spore-based probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And Microbiome Labs has a phenomenal spore-based probiotic, a little different from Terraflora, called Megasporebiotic, mm-hmm. but they also have a variety of products that feed the good bacteria in the gut, which are called prebiotics. And then they have a couple other products that support the mucosal layer of the gut, as well as help to relieve any toxins in the gut or bind to toxins in the gut. And they're all very natural, all documented with scientific stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of the anecdotal information. I just want things that are peer-reviewed. So I do those products every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some things that I need to support my bone, because multiple myeloma destroys the bone of your skeleton, the whole skeleton, creating, like Swiss cheese, a lot of porosity.
Wow.
So I want to build my bone. So I use products one from NuMedica called OsteoVegan, which has a supporting structure or supporting ingredients for the bone building.
Mm-hmm.
Several from Standard Process, one called Biost, Gotacola Complex, and Bone Complex. Those are products that are supplied by Standard Process.
Mm-hmm.
And then another, vitamin K2, which actually does support the bone structure as well as mitochondria, from Microbiome Labs. It's getting complicated, but I want to support my bone. I also want to try to kill cancer cells. I use a product called Salvestrol that I get from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can order it. It has a very specific way to affect cancer cells. And then there's some other products that I started to add to my equation, and that is berberine,
mm-hmm.
and certainly curcumin, that is very bioavailable,
mm-hmm.
and resveratrol.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have shown to be very effective with multiple myeloma. And then there's a couple products from a company called VNI that I use that are in liquid type of form that get into your cells very, very rapidly to feed them and oxygenate them. One is called Protovite, and the other is called Enzorb, N-S-O-R-B. And then there's some other really interesting things that are not supplements that are helping my energy and my cells, called mitochondria, or the power of the cells called mitochondria. And it's pulsed electromagnetic field therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fantastic and phenomenal approach to repairing cells.
And you've been doing you've been doing that 3 times a day, right?
Yeah, I have. And then nutrition is critical. So I eat basically a paleo-type autoimmune-style diet.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat meat, but my meat is all organic and wild-caught or pasture-raised.
Mm-hmm.
My plate of food is more than 50% non-starchy vegetables, about less than 25% pasture-raised or wild-caught animal products, from nose to tail, and less than 25% of a variety of seeds and berries and maybe a sweet potato or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I do some strength training whenever I can, walking whenever I can. Mm-hmm. When I'm in my setback phase, I have to be very careful with what I do, but I try to move my body as much as I can.
Well, everything.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm integrating it.
Well, and you've beat the odds so far, and hopefully we'll still be talking. You know, 5, 10 years from now. Yeah, think big, right?
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, we start for small, and then we'll get larger.
Well, it's been so great speaking with you today. It has, and with your permission, we'll get this information transcribed and put it in our newsletter share it with everyone, and we'll
absolutely. And the details are on my website.
Right.
Certainly use that.
DrDannenberg.com. I was just going to let people know that as well, that want to get to it faster. But we will put it in our newsletter as well, because all this information is so important. And I just appreciate you. I appreciate you being so candid and loving on the air. It's just great to speak with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Dannenberg, for being with us today.
You're sweet. Thanks.
That's what they say.
We'll send you that kratom.
I will get that. Yeah, you got to get. Avi will email you, get your address, and I will put it in the mail today. Okay.
You're awesome.
Oh, so are you. All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. That's Dr. Alvin Dannenberg. You can find him at drdannenberg.com, and that's with an E-B-E-R-G, Dannenberg, two N's, drdannenberg.com. We'll be right back. You're beautiful. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. I'm picking up. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. We're going to be talking about understanding the energy medicine paradigm here in just a second. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast, and also to subscribe to our newsletter, which this next one is going to be a very, very awesome one with all the content that Dr. Dannenberg just gave to us, and all the advice of all the things, the protocol that he's been through and continues to discover his fight against cancer. So be sure to check it out at oneliferadio.com. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to all of our great sponsors that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Also, you can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, and I got mine at Whole Foods last week. Also, Crazy Water is the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Crazy Water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters really can only envy, because they don't have the mineral content that Crazy Water does, naturally coming out of the well in Mineral Wells, Texas. Check them out at crazywater.com. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal and Paleo Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Go to our website, oneliferadio.com/Thorne, for 20% off and free shipping. So, so great to have you in studio. Robin?
I'm glad to be here.
I'm talking so much, I need to breathe
and swallow.
Oh, my gosh. But it's really good to have you back. It is. It's been several months since you've been in studio with us. And for those of you maybe just being a new listener or just now joining us, Robin Perry Braun holds a master's in psychology. She is a holistic energy practitioner who has worked with sexual addictions for over 18 years. Robin is also an emotion code and integrated life practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker. She uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual and physical issues. Her website is integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Today we're talking about understanding the energy medicine paradigm. So, you know, Robin, what is the science behind energetic approaches to healing and medicine?
Well, so we start with the fact that we are made up of atoms. So atoms are energy. And so we are actually 100% energy, even though we can touch and feel. We're still just made up of 100% energy. And so one of the qualities about energy is that it vibrates. It has a frequency. Everything in the world has a frequency. It has a vibration. And there's different devices that can be used to measure that vibration.
Including words.
Including words.
Including
so words have a vibration. Our thoughts are measurable frequencies. Mm-hmm. And I demonstrate this all the time with people to show the power of their thoughts. Mm-hmm. I use muscle testing to demonstrate it. But so the intention experiment by Lynn McTaggart shows over and over and over again the power of intention, the power of prayer, the power of focused intention.
That
Dr. Masaru Emoto's
incredible.
Experiments with water. So we know that thoughts and words have energy. Our organs have energy. Food is energy. What we look at is energy. Colors are energy. Everything can be reduced to an energetic component. So the simple understanding of energy medicine is that healthy things vibrate at a higher frequency and unhealthy things vibrate at a lower frequency. And so we're looking at adding in higher frequency things, taking out lower frequency things. And then we have the principle of what we call entrainment, which is the idea that when an opera singer sings, her voice vibrates and breaks a glass. And what's going on is that her voice reaches the same frequency that that glass vibrates at. The glass can't contain the double frequency and it shatters.
That's crazy. I never think about that, but that's really crazy.
And they use things like Rife machine. There's an on-demand machine. These are vibration or frequency machines. Uh-huh. And they can use them to like shatter kidney stones or to kill viruses or bacteria in your body. Mm-hmm. Rife's been around about 60 years and he was suppressed because he was able to get rid of cancer in people using frequency or vibration. Dr. Dannenberg talked about a PEMF mat. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency. Mm-hmm. It's certain frequency that enhances your body's functioning at a higher frequency, kills free radicals, does other things like that, and helps your body heal. So it's all about frequency.
Well, you know, and you said something when we went off the air about Dr. Dannenberg saying that the cancer that he has is incurable. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, I just said I wish he wouldn't use that word because the medical profession uses that word. And it may be something where he's had to address that. But then he also kept saying about self-heal. Mm-hmm. Well, those two words are contradictory.
Right.
If it's incurable, you can't heal from it.
But you can. You can. Words have power.
They do have power.
They do. They have so much power.
Yeah, I just said I wish he'd change that word.
Yeah.
That's what the doctors told him, but
right.
It's not the truth.
Right. Well, I'm going to send him a little note with
yeah.
that kratom.
Yeah. Because he's doing everything right to heal.
Yeah, and he's so wonderful. He really is. It's so great to have him on the air, and I love having you in studio as well. We're going to continue on here after the short break, understanding the energy medicine paradigm. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Good vibration. It's such a sweet sensation.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Robin Perry Braun holds a master's degree in psychology. She's a holistic energy practitioner who has worked with sexual addictions for 18 years. She's also an emotion code and integrated life practitioner, ordained minister, author, and speaker, and she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. Her website is integratedlifestrategies.com. We are talking about understanding the energy medicine paradigm. So we talked about, the science behind energetic approaches to healing and medicine. But what are some of the modalities used by energy practitioners and how do they work?
So I use muscle testing for to assess what's going on. I'm looking for roots and causes, and I have a tool set that can find toxicity, for example. So if toxicity comes up, we look at different detoxing modalities. Well, most of those are practical, colonics, supplements, that type of thing.
Right. But let's talk about the actual, because I'm one of those skeptics. You know that? I've always been a skeptic of this to a little bit.
Okay.
As much as I believe in energy and I believe in everything else, it just seems, a little out there for me. So I think what helps people to embrace something is to understand it better. So how can you help people out there listening to really understand what happens when you
Okay, so I'll do from say the emotional mental component, which is a lot of what I focus on. So emotions are just balls of energy. And when we don't process them, they actually get trapped in our body, but they're physical. So when we're able to kind of bring that emotion to the surface, it's really just a ball of energy and we can release it. And people feel it leave. I feel it leave their body. They can feel it leave. It's very tangible. It's a very experiential feeling. It's not just like, oh, that left and take my word for it. Sometimes they don't, but for the most part, they actually feel something shift or leave their body.
Well, that's why communication is so cathartic.
Sure it is. Absolutely. Because you're actually releasing those emotions.
Yeah.
Tears release emotions. Mm-hmm. Feeling the actual emotion is to release it. But this is a way to go back in time to things that got stuffed and trapped, pull them up to the surface, and then release them. And it actually is a very physical experience. There's other practitioners that are able to physically remove energy using hands and other things. I use a magnet and I use a governing meridian technique that's actually very well known. Motion code's actually fairly internationally used and understood.
Well, and we've actually done it before one time.
Absolutely.
I remember where we were when we did it. And it was very healing. It was very cathartic. And we had a lot of discovery that day.
Yeah, we did.
About my childhood.
Yeah, we did. And I do that all day long. But then we look at beliefs. Beliefs are also emotions, and the emotions glue the beliefs in. And so if we can pull the emotion out, we can also start to reprogram the belief, which is key. Because what quantum physics says, according to the law of attraction, is I'm going to attract what I believe. So that belief has a frequency or a vibration that has a magnetic quality, and it's going to attract reinforcement. And I would probably spend a whole show on really elaborating on that, but just trying to give some other things. From a mechanistic type of thing, I talked about frequency machines earlier. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they find the frequency of a certain, say, a kidney stone. They match the frequency. It shatters the stone. Whatever your body is deficit in vibrationally, these machines will match the frequency needed to raise, let's say, your thyroid to a certain frequency that it needs to be at. Mm-hmm. Overall, positive things raise our frequency. Stones and crystals have a higher frequency, so the energy that comes off of them can raise our vibration. Grounding, touching the earth, our body needs to touch and connect to earth to charge our battery, which is all electrical frequency, okay? Other people do, so I'm trying to think, there's different, there's a lot of different techniques out there that are still, they may be chemical, but they're also vibrational too, because everything at its root level is vibrational. Okay?
Well, when you say root level, and this is something I really want to get out on the air today, because I do believe so strongly in this, that I'm going to ask the question, how do emotional things cause disease?
Well, so think about if that ball, let's say I have 1,000 trapped emotions of rejection, okay? A healthy body vibrates between 62 and 68 hertz. So those, let's say, emotions of vibration and shame or guilt, they vibrate at, let's say, 20. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm just making up numbers. But so let's say my bowl, my body is filled with these toxic balls of vibration that vibrate lower. They're going to lower my vibration. Disease has to have a lower vibration to exist. So all of this negative stuff trapped in our body pulls our vibration down. Most, even the AMA will say they believe 80 to 90% of disease is caused by thoughts and emotions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have what's called a double bind. So a double bind is the ping pong match you play in your brain between two, a lose-lose situation. That's why you can't decide, because either decision you make, which is based on your perception, you're going to lose. So you can't choose. So think about, I'm playing that ping pong match 1,000, 2,000 times a day. And those are both negative thoughts that I'm thinking. I'm continually creating toxins in my body with that negative energy.
Wow.
That's nonstop. We think 60,000 plus thoughts a day, but because we're wired like icebergs, we're only aware of a very small percentage of that.
Mm-hmm. Do women think more than men, the way they speak more than men?
Well, women have more neurons that connect their right and left brain.
Okay.
So that's why we multitask better, because mm-hmm. we're back and forth between our brain more than men are a little bit. Yeah. More able to focus on one thing.
Yeah. Women, I was at a restaurant, I don't remember, a couple days ago, and there was a woman a couple tables away, and I could not believe how many words were coming out of her mouth in such a short time. You know, and I thought to myself, wow, women really do talk more than men, because the guy was saying hardly anything.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
funny.
And our thoughts are the same way.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah. Well, you got to get back here sooner, because it was great having you in studio today. It really was.
Yeah. And I'll be back next month, hopefully.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Robin Perry Braun, you can find her at Integrated Life Strategies. Everyone, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. We always love doing the show. And again, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Crazy Water, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Being Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.